Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV coming to you live from somewhere in Connecticut. Notice I didn't kick it off with the good morning, boys and girls, because we are out on location. I think I am at Long Park Wharf. And I believe this is called the Canal Docks, the boathouse at Canal Dock. As you can see, there's stuff here that I should probably could read and explain. And then there's a big building behind me, whatever that is. And now I'm walking towards the shore. Hallelujah. Jeffrey rowed the boat ashore. Alleluia. 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 I went to Catholic school. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Coming to you. Wow, these are shells. Look like somebody got oyster shells. Probably birds, because they scattered all over the place here. Birds probably got oyster shells, came up here and squashed them all on the ground. I don't know if y'all can see all that. But, see, look over there. And I'm gonna have to talk about race. Ooh, I need to get something to eat too. Anyway, New Haven, Connecticut. Caught the red eye last night. Hit JFK. Navigated to New York City, Long Island, and Amtrak public transit systems. Made it to my hotel, early check-in. The most charming hotel I've ever seen in my freaking life. It's called The Graduate. Yeah, oh wow, that's like a whole bunch of shells on the ground. I don't know if y'all can see that. And liquor, I guess birds drink. Shells and liquor. Look like a whole bunch of people got shells and they probably caught them, brought them up here and ate them, or something went down. Some of them shells is kind of thick. I don't see how they broke them. Anyhow, oh, look at this. And the humidity is 90% humidity. So I'm standing out here in a t-shirt and shorts, and it's only like 65 or 68 degrees out here. As you can see, it's a little bit overcast, but it is comfortable. It is like super comfortable. I love humidity. I absolutely freaking love humidity. I am, and I'm also so proud of myself that I navigated the New York City public transit system to get from point A to point B without spending $200 on an Uber or a private taxi. And even though I come here and I plan this trip around George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic concert, everything else that goes into that adds to that. And one of the main things, because you know, I never just go to the show. In fact, the show is tonight. I came in yesterday and just kind of chilled out, taking in the whole New Haven, Connecticut thing. And Yale is here, even though all the museums and stuff is still closed at Yale. So I just walked on the campus a little bit. Look at that. Look at the people. Charming. Just super duper charming. The Graduate Hotel is just charming. The area is charming. The people are charming. The station, I got off at Union Station in New Haven. I mean, from Moynihan Station and Penn Station, New York City. I walked up the 34th Street and 8th subway outlet, and the first thing I saw was the Empire State Building and Madison Square Garden sitting right there. It's just a lot. It's a lot, and it's, I ain't gonna say it's too much. I ain't gonna say it's too much, but it could be if it wasn't me. If I was like a regular person, it'd probably be too much. So, and I get to New Haven, and I'm on the train. It's an Amtrak. I had a table. I forgot what Amtrak was like. You know, Amtrak ain't like public. So I had a table and an outlet. I got my laptop. I was on there for like 45 minutes. They even served beer. They had beer and a Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is every freaking place here. They had a Dunkin' Donuts to serve cheeseburgers and beer and stuff. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. So I get to New Haven and I get off and I'm walking and I'm looking. You know me. I always say, oh, it's a lot of black people here. You know, sometimes I be joking, you know. If I see one black person anywhere, I go, whoa, it's a black person. Then if I see two or three, I go, whoa, okay. Then if I see like 8, 9, 10, I say, whoa, there's a lot of black people here. And I just kept walking in this place and walking, and I kept seeing so many black people. And I'm talking about regular black people. I'm talking about real black people. I'm talking about still down home, ungentrified sort of kind of black people. And I'm looking, and then it just got overwhelming. It was just so many. And I even stopped and asked some dude, because this dude was selling hot dogs on the street. I saw him again today. That's another thing about the culture that I hope I remember. You could tell that this is a black culture because everybody looks at you and they speak. They look at you in the face and they'll talk to you like they know you. Oh, you know, hey, you got to, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, and then you just get, first you get startled. I get startled by it. Then I go, okay, I forget. I remember where I'm at. Like when I go to Ohio, you know, folks will look you in your face and wave at you. You know, people you ain't never seen before ride down the street. They look you in the face and wave at you. But anyway, and so I'm like, I even stopped and asked the dude. I was like, how come so many black people in this place? And they answered the question like, you know, they never had thought about it. Or it's just inherent. And dude said, oh, it's always been like this. And he said he was born here. And I was like, wow. And then I kept walking. It was just more and more. Now, don't get me wrong. There's white people here. And there's students here. It's just a good mix. It's Asians. It's just one hell of a good, very deeply diverse. But it's a college town. And I think Yale is like one of the most liberal colleges. So, I mean, it's no kind of... you know, surprised that it was like that. So I'm seeing all these black people there. I just see a whole bunch of black people walking down the street. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I Google, why are there so many black people in New Haven, Connecticut? And what came back was the demographic breakdown of New Haven. And it told me that New Haven, of the five largest demographics in New Haven, black people was the biggest. They were like 31%. Then white people at 30%. Then Hispanic, non-white, or something like that. Asian, blah, 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 blah. But I was like, I knew it. You could just see it. And then the data and the statistics back without my feeling that I get. And, you know, I get this feeling just about, you know, a lot of times. Sometimes I just be joking. But sometimes I notice, like in the airports lately, I'm noticing a lot of black people. And I'm talking about those ghetto-ish kind of black people. That's not going to sound right. I didn't mean ghetto-ish. Urban black people? Because I don't mean ghetto-ish. Ghetto-ish has more of a negative connotation on it to me. I would just say more ethnically urban black people. You know, with the hair and the style. Not so much that I'm pro or against the hair and all that. That's a whole different subject. But just the style of ethnic urban black teenage, you know, middle age, 20-something, that style, that look. You know, they all got neck rolls. They all wear those little slide-on slippers with socks and the shorts and the hair. It's just all, it's a common theme amongst the way they dress. And the airport was just full of folks like that. I was like, wow, all of a sudden black people getting on airplanes? Probably because of Spirit Airlines. Probably because Spirit made it cheap enough for them to get on. But anyway, and it was also good to see, the airport crowded. I mean, even with TSA pre-approved, it took me 10 minutes. 10 whole minutes. Oh, my God. Usually, I just walk right through damn near. Of course, I get flagged sometimes. In fact, probably more than a lot. I should probably read this because it'll probably tell me what's going on. Because the last time I said this, how come so many black people in this place? Oh, one of them was in San Francisco on Fillmore, right in this one area. It's just like black people hanging out all the time. And it's like a completely white gentrified area. And I asked the history of it. And they said, yeah, it used to be a black area. They gentrified it, but the black people just never left. They just kept coming back and hanging out. And sure enough, on Fillmore, there's like an area where like black people just hang out. Just on the street, they're just like there. You know, I don't think they lived there or nothing, but they just kept coming back there. So, and I think it was another city I was at, and I was like, where's all the black people? How come so many black people here? And I don't mean to say it like that. How come so many black people? And I joke when I say it's too many black people. I'm just joking, y'all. Ease up. Even though I did watch Tucker Carlson last night, and he did make some points. He just be saying stuff to inflame y'all. Y'all need to get off of that. Y'all need to get off of letting him inflame y'all and hear what he's saying and then try to deconstruct it and then implement it in your agenda. And I mean, implement it in a way so that your agenda will reflect or at least acknowledge what he's saying. Because believe me, there's a millions and millions of people who believe what he's saying, right or wrong, left or right. And that's what a lot of people are saying. They say, whether this white rage or whatever is going on is up or down, left or right, we got to address it, because it is. And not whether it shouldn't be, ought to be, what it could be, it doesn't matter. It is. So we got to address it. But anyhow, I don't know how I got out of that. But then I found out that there was an industry in this city that attracted a lot of black people years ago, and then they settled, had kids, and they rooted and created a black community. But when I came, I got here and I saw the black people, and I was like, whoa. And I Googled it, and it said that black people make up the largest demographic in this city. I was like, whoa, see, I was like, I knew it. And then as far as the culture goes, like I was saying, it's the kind of culture that where you hear people playing music when they ride down the street. And I ain't talking about that hip hop bullshit. I'm talking about like some old stuff, like the old, like 60s, the 70s songs that I used to listen to, the balladish kind of confunction kind of things. And you know, that kind of vibey kind of pop R&B music. And then the people you hear, the energy of the people talking to each other back and forth, it's more of a less mannerly, less stoic kind of energy. They were more friendly, humane, and warm, you know, just the way they talk and laugh and the explosions of energy out here. Like in the hallway, it was the maids and the, I guess the staff had to be black because it was outside in the hallway talking, just making noise. I mean, just talking loud. You know how black people talk. I mean, it wasn't bad or nothing. And it wasn't even, you know, irritating. It was just that, you know, they was just talking about stuff, you know, and it was like, nah, 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 you can feel that energy. And there's some places I go that may or may not be primarily Caucasian or may or may not be in the, you know, Western culture to where you don't get that. Like in Moscow, it was none. Moscow was zero. That kind of energy, that spontaneous kind of excited energy where you get a spike. You're spiking, happy to see somebody or just they go off on something they, you know, have in common or remember. And it's just good, you know. So I'm out here walking now, 90% humidity. And instead of dog poop, you got bird poop everywhere. Big ones too. Big as cat poop. Birds that poop big as cats. This is just beautiful. P-Funk tonight at 7. Doors open at 7, show at 8. So we'll go do that as I walk along here and do this. But that whole, the whole black people thing here, I mean, and then I was talking to the Dane about it, and she was saying, you know, that where she at, she see more black people than she did in California. So she said she see more black people than she did in California. And I was like, yeah, right. And then again, she brought it up and I thought about it. It may be a combination of me going places that have a higher percentage of black people and the fact that there are not a lot of black people in California. Maybe pound for pound, pier closed, sunset to sunrise. You know, maybe when I go to California, you know, leave California, well, I need to stop. Where's how much? Ooh, I'm using a lot of my battery. What's that girl say? I need to stop the, I need to stop GPS. Hold on. Welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast.